base, let us start over the Mishnah of Klal Godel. Klal Godel Amru B'Shabbos. Rashi says, B'gmor Meforish Amai Kori Loi Godel. These are Klalim and Hilche Shabbos. Well, why, what Shaykhus is there to call it Godel? The Klal, the first Klal is, Kol HaShaycheyach Iker Shabbos. A person was not aware B'chlal that there's an inyan of Shabbos. But also melachis harbe b'shabosis harbe. He did many melachis in many shabosis. There were many chilulei Shabbos. And at the end, he finds out about Shabbos. Einei chayev elo chatos achas. So he brings on all these melachis and all these shabosis. He brings one korban chatos. Zok Rashi asheicheich ikir Shabbos kasavol ein Shabbos b'toira. There is no such, he's not aware that there's such a thing as Shabbos. Einei chayev elochatos achas. There's only chayev one kol. Bigmori yalef lo shmira achas l'shabosis harbe u'shmira l'chol Shabbos v'shabbos. There are two psukim. One pasuk says, es shabsoisai tishmoiru. That's shmira achas l'shabosis harbe. And then there's another pasuk that says Ushmira lechol Shabbos v'Shabbos v'Shomru v'nei Yisrael es haShabbos. Umistavre v'chiksiv Shmira achas l'Shabbos es harbe. That means for Shabbos es harbe the tviya is on one Shmira, it's one Shkoge. Ki hay gav niksiv the kula chod Shkogehi. Whatever occurred. The reason, the sibbe is, he didn't know about Shabbos. The kolben ashoy gekosi. So whatever was done, all the malachis that were done on all the Shabbosis, came about because of one shkoge. He was unaware of the inyan of Shabbos. So therefore he brings one kol. Zok the Mishnah Vayta. Hayoideya iker Shabbos. A person knows about Shabbos. He knows about Shabbos. He knows about the Issa Melocha that applies in Shabbos. Va'osa Melocha is harbe b'Shabbos is harbe. And he did many Melochas and many Shabbosis. Chayav al kol Shabbos b'Shabbos. Here the Chayav is, even though there were many Melochas done on each Shabbos, he's Chayav one kol m'chatos for each Shabbos. Let us see Rashi. Ayodeya Iker Shabbos. Sheyesh Shabbos Batoira. He knows there's such an inyan of Shabbos. Vunesru bo melochet. And he knows that Shabbos is an Isser melochet. Va'osa melochais harbei b'shabosais harbei. And he did many melochais in many Shabbosais. Now, why were these melochais done? Al yedei shigiges Shabbos sheshochach sheshabbos hayoy. He forgot, he was unaware that today is Shabbos. How do you know that this is Pshat the Mishnah? The Mishnah is very unclear. The Mishnah says he just knows about Shabbos. And then it says he did many melachas and many Shabboses. The Sibbos Ashgoge, how this came about, the Mishnah does not explain. Rashi says, Midiktoni seite, Hayoideya Shehu Shabbos. The next case is speaking about that he knows that today is Shabbos, Mechlal de Reisha, Bidein Yoideya Shehu Shabbos. So the Reisha is speaking about that he is unaware that this day is Shabbos. Va'osa Melochis Arbei, B'Shabbosis Arbei, B'inyin Zeh. And the Shabbosis Harbe, that he did the Melochis Harbe, the reason was because of the same Shkoge. He was unaware that these days are Shabbos. He knows that Shabbos is also the Meloche, but all the Melochis he did on all the Shabbosis because he was unaware that these days were Shabbos. V'loi noidaloi bintayim shechoto. He was unaware in between that he had done a chet. So the Maharam explains, if he would have known that he had done a chet, that means he was under the assumption that the day which he thought was Sunday was really Shabbos. And he finds out about it the next day, that yesterday was Shabbos. So then, if he found out that he was Mechalo Shabbos, so he'd bring a kolben already. So how does the Mishnah say you bring one kolben on all the Shabbos? So the minute he finds out that yesterday was Shabbos and he did Malach, he would bring a kolben already. So Al-Kochir is speaking about B'lay Noidaloi Bin Tayim Shechoto. As yet, there was not a Yediyah Sachet. The day passed by, Shabbos passed by, and he was Mechalo Shabbos, and the next day he didn't know that he was a Chayte. Is Chayiv al Kol Shabbos v'Shabbos Chatos Achas l'Chol Shabbos. Even though many Melachis were done each Shabbos, but he's only Mechuyiv one Chatos for each Shabbos. So Rashi doesn't understand this. Why should he be chayiv for each Shabbos a separate chatos? Va'af al pi sheloi noida loi bintayim. He never found out that he was a chayte. Ve'helam echotu. So all these Shabbosais that he was mechalo Shabbos comes from one halomet, from one chesor and yediyah. He doesn't know that these days, which are really Shabbos, that they really are Shabbos. So there's one chesor in Yediyah. And it seems we learned before that the Kolben is brought on the chesor in Yediyah. So there's one chesor in Yediyah over here. He doesn't know that these days are Shabbos. So l'chayre, he should, so all the malachas are done because of this chesor in Yediyah. So therefore he should bring one Kolben. Just like the person who didn't know Bechlal about Shabbos. So we say, since that is the Shgogeh, this is the Sibba of everything that is done later, so it's called one Shgogeh. See, it also should be called one Shgogeh. Ve'helam echatu, omrinon, we say, and this is a Loshon HaGemara, yomim shebintayim havyon yediya l'chalek. The days between the two Shabbosites, they are considered a Yediyah L'chalek. Now this is a Loshon HaGemara, and Rashi is going to explain the Gemara. What does the Gemara mean, Yomim Shebintayim Havion Yediyah L'chalek? Rashi just said before, V'loi Noidaloi Bintayim Shechoto. He did not know that he did a chet. If he would have known he had done a chet, so he would have brought a kolben right afterwards. So you can't say it's chayv one kolben on all the Shabbosai. So what is pshat? Yomim shebintayim hava yedin l'chalek. So Rashi says, pshat is as follows. She'i efsher sheloi shoma bintayim she'oisoi hayoim hav yeshabes. It is impossible to assume during the week that he never found out that day, which he was under the opinion was Sunday, was Shabbos. Yizicha somehow during the week got the message that day was Shabbos. No, if he got the message that day was Shabbos, so Mamela, and he did Melachis that day, so Lachayz Mechuyiv to bring a kolben. Ela shaloi niska loi b'melachayish shenasu boy. He didn't remember that he had done Melachis also. So Memele, the Yediyah that he received during the week was that day is Shabbos. That day was Shabbos, which he had thought was Sunday. That was the Yediyah he had. A Kolben he didn't bring because he did not have a Yediyah Schet. He did not remember that he had done Melachis that day also. Ushkogi kamaise mishum Shabbos udavoi. The shkogi is because the whole shkogi was because the first shkogi was because he did not know that day is Shabbos. Vaho is yadile beini beini. in the middle of the week, he found out that the day that he was under the impression was Sunday was Shabbos. Hilkach. Kol Chodesh Shabbos, Chodesh Shkogi. That means, so after finding out, after becoming enlightened, that day, that what he assumed was Sunday was really Shabbos. So Memele, if this enlightenment would continue, he would know that after 7 days is Nochamol Shabbos. Al Kolchoch, if by the next Shabbos he forgot, so this is a new Shkoge. This is not the Helem Echot. Rashi had asked in the Kashe, Vava Bishaloi Noidaloi Bintayim Vehelem Echotu. That is true. He is still unaware that he did a chet. That is true. If he would have known he had done a chet, he would have brought a comb. That he is unaware. But he became, during the week, he became enlightened that he found out, Vinishvi, he found out that the day that he thought was Sunday was really Shabbos. So if this enlightenment would have continued, he wouldn't have done melacha the next Shabbos. Al kochoch, so there was a new shkoge on the next Shabbos. So therefore, since there was a new shkoge, so this shkoge is mechayev a new korban. The chiyev korban is on each shkoge. Hilkach, kol chodo Shabbos, each Shabbos that comes around, it comes around after a week of enlightenment. A week that he zicher found out during the week when the previous Shabbos was. So if he forgot by the next Shabbos, this is a new shkoge. So each shkoge is mechayev akol. Hilkach kol chode Shabbos, each Shabbos that he forgets, chode shkoge is a separate shkoge. It is not a helamechot. Miu al harbe melochis, but the many melochis, that he had done Shebechol Shabbos, Loi Mechayiv Elochoda, and that is only Mechuyiv one Kolben. The Kula Shabbos, Chodo Shkoge, the whole Shabbos is one Shkoge. The reason why all these Melochos was done, because there was a Shkoge that he was unaware that today is Shabbos. So Loi Shogag HaMelochis. There was no Shkoge on the Melochis. The Yeideyu Shemalochis Asurei, he knows that the melachis are also ela Shabbos u deshogag. The shgoge was Shabbos. So b'meile, so since that is the sibbe of the chilul Shabbos, the shigige Shabbos, so b'meile he brings one kolben on this shgoge. Let us continue the Mishnah. Hayoideya shehu Shabbos. A third case. He knows that today is Shabbos. Va'osa melochis harbe, b'shabosis harbe. And he did many melochis. So, how did this come about if he knows today is Shabbos? So, al kochoch, the melochis were done, because they were shigigas melochis. He was unaware, he knew that today is Shabbos. He knew that Shabbos is also the melochis, but he did not know that this is one of the lamites melochis. Ischayev al kol ov melocha melocha. So there, the sibba of the chilul Shabbos is the shigigas melocha. He's unaware that this is a melocha, that this is a melocha. So each melocha is a separate shkoge. So he's mechuyev to bring a kolben al kol shkoge or shkoge. Let us see Rashi. Hayoideya shehu Shabbos. Va'osa melochis harbe, shelo yoda shamelochis halolu asureis. He was unaware that these melochis are also. Va'osom kama pa'omim v'kama shaboseis. Chayim al kol av melocha chatos acha. So on each melocha that he had done during this period of time of his ignorance of these melochis, so on each av melochi is chayim one chatos. Va'af al pisha chazar v'koflo v'kame shabosis. This person was oivel this melochah, let's see, he was unaware that ksiva is also. So he was writing many Shabboses. Abakula Chodesh Gogihi. But the reason of all these Ksives was one Shkoge. He did not know that Ksive is also. The Haloi Noida Loi Bintayim. There was no Yediyah whatsoever between the Shabbosai that is Mechayev us to say that the reason he wrote the next Shabbos because it is a new Shkoge. He never found out that Ksive is also B'Shabbos. So Memele, so all the Ksivis which are done in all the Shabboses is called Helem Echot. He's under one toy that he thinks Ksive is Muta. So therefore he brings one coat. Aye, by Shabbos, we just had the case before that if he did not know that this day is Shabbos, and next week he didn't know that day is Shabbos, so he brings a besondere coat. So Rashi says there's a difference. Linyan Shigige Shabbos. So there we say each Shabbos is a new Shkoge. The Ikal Meimel Yomim Shabbatayim have a Yediyah Lachalik. There we said a Svarim. Because during the week he became enlightened. He had found out. Vinishvi, during the week he had to find out once that day which he was under the assumption was Sunday was really Shabbos. So Memele, the next toys, the next mistake is a new shkoge. So therefore, he brings a new kol. Avol le'inyan shigigis melachis. But we're asking a shaila. If he did not know Shabbos, Parshas, Noyach, that Ksive is Osa. So we're asking a kasha. In Shabbos, Parshas, Lech Lecha. Why did he write on that Shabbos also? Here we won't say the Mishum Hefsik Yomi Ein Lo Lidat. We can't say the same Lomda since a week passed by. So Mistome he had already found out that Ksive is Osa, and the Shikhan Parshas Lekhacha is the Nushkoge. Mehechitaisi, the Mishum Hefsik Yomi Ein Lo Lidat. A person does not know Hilchis Shabbos through a passage of time. Elim ken yoshava osak livnei chachomim b'hilchis Shabbos. In order to become aware of Hilchis Shabbos, you have to learn Hilchis Shabbos. In order to find out the days of the week, you don't have to learn Hilchis Shabbos. You're riding in the bus, you're talking in the mikveh, you'll find out already, when Shabbos was. Vinishvi. But so, asal kaponim, that yediyah comes automatically with the passage of time. During the week, you'll zicha find out that day was Shabbos. But Hilchis Shabbos, you'll never find out if you won't sit down to learn. So this person who never sat down to learn, so Memela, all the Ksivis, which he was Oivel, and all the Shabboses, is Helem Echot. Everything is one choice, one mistake. He did not know that Ksivis is also. Now let
us go back to the Mishnah.
So now let's go in the Melochis Harbe. And one Shabbos he did a lot of Melochis. He was a Kaisiv and a Zerei and a Kaitzel, so he can't get away with one Chatas. The Shkoge lav b'Shabbos Avoi, because the Sibbos Achet, the Sibbos Achilu, is not because he was unaware that it was Shabbos, Elo b'Melochis. No, he's unaware that Ksiv is also, he's unaware that Zri is also, he's unaware that Ktir is also. Shkoge stuve have l'Shabbos Achat. So there were many Shkoges for one Shabbos, so therefore, for each Shkoge, he has to bring a coat. The Gemara Yalef, Pa'omim Shul Chayiv Al Kol Achas V'Achas. Sometimes he's Chayiv on each Meloch. Upon him, Pa'omim Sheni Chayiv Ela Achas Al Kol Shabbos. He's only Chayiv one Kolben. And all the Melochas he did. Mistavre, so the Gemara says as follows, Chiyuv, when is he Chayiv Al Kol Achas V'Achas on each Meloch? Bezodin Shabbos V'Shigigis Meloches. If he knew that it was Shabbos,
the whole shkog is he was unaware that this malach is awesome, this malach is awesome. So memele, so each shigigas malach is machayiv a besondere kol. Dike shkog is tuve. Upture, when does he get away with one kolben? Shigigas Shabbos is doin malachis. He knew all the lamatas malachis ha'asa, but he was unaware one thing, that today is Shabbos. The Chodesh Shkogi. This is one Shkogi. So the reason of everything that occurred is one Shkogi. He was unaware that today is Shabbos. So the Mishnah says further, Chayiv al kol of Melocha Melocha. Of Melocha denokat. So Rashi says, that what he says is Chayiv al of Melocha. Lovely mutei teildei. If a person will do a teildei, he's also Chayiv. Do a din le teildei. Ubilvad. Sheyohu teildeis tishnei oveis. The Tana wants to say that you bring two kolbonis, so you have to do two different malachis. So if you do two oveis, you're zicher doing two different malachis. By two teildeis, he has to be marech, he has to specify. If it's teildeis tishnei oveis, then you're chayiv. That's two malachis. If it's two teildeis of the same ov, so that's called one malachis. Elamut, a hechid av a base tildes to of echo, two tildes of one of, oi of a tildes shaloi, which then is considered he only did one melocha, de nechai vela achas. Kediktoni seifa, ha oise melochis halbe, a person did many melochis, but they are all me'ein melocha achas, they all have the one concept, shtei tildes shalav echot, Einechayiv elochatas achas. He's only chayiv one kolb. The reyu ka'oise v'chayze v'oise be'ele mechad. It's considered like he's repeating that the same chilul Shabbos. If it's the same concept, so even though they are different teldes, but it's from one of, so it's considered one meloche. Ein chilik chatois be'ele mechad. If there's one alome, one ignorance, one tois elo be'gufei aveire she'einam daimim. So one only brings different kolbonis if different averes were done. Oy bechilik Shabbos is linyan shigige Shabbos, or there was a different shkoge on each Shabbos. But if the same avera was repeated many times, there was no yediyah ben time. So one brings one kolbon on all the averes which were done, because this is considered like one big avera was done, and he brings one kolbon. Let us see Taisvis. The Taisvis. Klal Godel. Now, Taisvis stelt sich on the second halacha. Kol ayoideya ikir Shabbos, chayev al kol Shabbos v'Shabbos. He knew that the Torah asked her to do malacha on Shabbos, but he did not know that this day is Shabbos. Therefore, that's why he did malacha. The next week he also didn't know that that day was Shabbos. Perish bekunteris, af al pi shaloi noida loi bintayim. Even though he never found out that he was mechalel Shabbos, there never was a yediyas achet. So why is it considered a helam echot? Omrinin yomim shabintayim have a yediyah lechalik. The days in between, that is a yediyah to make each shkoge a separate shkoge. How is it that way? So Rashi says, she efshir shaloi shoma bintayim sha'oisa yoim Shabbos hoyo. It is impossible that the week should pass by, he should have not become enlightened, he should not become aware that that day, which he was under the impression was Sunday, was really Shabbos. Hello, but it's not, he doesn't bring a kolb, shaloi niskar b'malochas, he did not remember the malochas that he had done. Bekoshe loha Rabbi Elezer. The Omar Bigmore. The Gemore says as follows. Kotzar v'tochan kegroigres v'shigiges Shabbos uzdoin melochet. A person was a kotzar and a toichen, two different melochets. He did the shiur, which is kegroigres. V'shigige Shabbos is doin malachis. He knew that there are lametes malachis. He knew that ktsire is also Shabbos. He knew tchina is also in Shabbos. But there was one Yediyah which he didn't know, that today is Shabbos. So therefore he was Kaita in Teich. V'chozar, v'kotzar, v'tocham ki groigris, bizdoin Shabbos, v'shigigis melochis. Then, during the middle of the day, he found out that today is Shabbos, but he forgot that these melochis are also. It seems this was a person who couldn't hold too much on his mind. When one Yediyah entered, the other Yediyah had to leave. So Al Kaponim, he found out that today is Shabbos, but then he forgot that Ktzire and Tchine is also. Yeah. And then later, he found out that he was Machal Shabbos. There was a Yediyah afterwards. Now, let's look at each Maise Bazunda. Each Maise Bazunda, out the first Shkoge, he's chayiv one Kolben for both Melochis. Because there was a Shigige Shabbos in Zdoin Melochis. If we look at the second Pula Bazunda, he remembered that it was Shabbos and there was Shigigas Malachas, he should bring two Kobonis. He should bring two Kobonis. Now, the Gemara says there a Gewaldike Chiddush. The Gemara says he was Mafrish a Kobin after the second Chilul Shabbos, after the Zdoin Shabbos and Shigigas Malachas. He was Mafrish a Kobin. Now, this Kobin, he was Mafrish for the Chilul Shabbos of Ktzire and Tchine. And Lagabi, the first Shkoge, one Kolben is sufficient. So since he was Mafrish a Kolben, this Kolben is Machaper for the Ktzire and Tchine that he had done with the first Shkoge. So there's a Lomdus of Greire, that this Kolben alone can be Machaper now. This Kolben can be Machaper now for the Ktzire and Tchine of the second Shkoge, even though the second Shkoge L'chayre would be Mechayev two Kolbonis, but since he could bring a Kolben that's Mechaper on these two Melochis, out the first Shkoge, one Kolben is sufficient, so there's a Sfara of Greire. So the Gemara says, Ktzire Geireres, Tzire or Tchine Geireres Tchine, and the Kapore on the first Tzire, the Kolben that is Mechapa on the first Tzire is Mechapa on the second Tzire. Also, Tchine Geireres Tchine, Perish Veine Chayev Elach. Bekitzer is only Chayev one Kolben. So the Chiddush of the Gemara is that even though if we look at the second Shkoge, he should be mechayiv two kobonis for each meloche, but since he's mechuyiv one kolben for each meloche out the first koge, so that one kolben is mechaper on the second. Ube Shabbos achas ayri, and that is speaking about one Shabbos. The b'shtei Shabbosay, if it would be two Shabbosay, oye chayiv shtayim, the yomim shebentayim ave yediyah lechalik, alma. So speaking about one Shabbos, Alma, Afal Pi, Shenoidaloi, Koidim Ktzira Achroina, even though he found out that today is Shabbos, before he made the second Ktzira, Sheoisa Yoim Shabbosu, Do Bezodain Shabbos Kotzar V'tochen, Afilohochi Leihave Yediye, V'choshev helem echot, kivin sheloi noida loi shechoto, sherei sovar shamolocho muteres. V'taima mishum d'chsivoi hoida eilov chatosoi shielo yediyas chet. So Taisves asks as follows. This person, when he found out that today was Shabbos, now this yediyah, this yediyah that he had that today is Shabbos, l'chayre, if this person had two things occurred at one time. He found out that today is Shabbos, And at the same time, he forgot that Ksira is also. But let's look at each Yediyah and each Shikre Bazunda. That means the Yediyah that he had, that means before he did Malachis, because he didn't know that today is Shabbos. Now he became enlightened. He found out that today is Shabbos. The minute he found out that today is Shabbos, it is impossible for him to do another melacha without a new shkoge. That means without forgetting that ktsira is also, he won't do a melacha. So this yediyah is mechayev a new shkoge. And without this new shkoge, he would never come to be ketzer again. What was Rashi's Chiddush? Rashi's Chiddush was that if a person did not know that today is Shabbos, in the middle of the week he found out when Shabbos was. So it is impossible to do Melacha next Shabbos without a new Shkoge. There was a time that he was enlightened, and this enlightenment would prevent him from being Mechalo the next Shabbos. Why was he mechalo the next Shabbos? Al kochach, because the anushkaga occurred. There was a yediyah. It wasn't a yediyah's chet, but there was a yediyah which was strong enough to prevent him to be mechalo Shabbos. And so later the chilo Shabbos came about from anushkaga. If the chilo Shabbos came about from anushkaga, so this is a new kolb. This is mechayev a new kolb. When is one potter from a new kolbet? If it's helam echad, if it's one matzev of halome, one matzev of chesor and yediyah, then one brings one kolb. But if there was an enlightenment in between, so then the chilul Shabbos comes about only through a new shkoge, through a new chesor and yediyah. So that is mechayev a new kolb. So that is Taisvis Kasha and Rashi. Taisus Kasha is, the Gemara is speaking about there was an enlightenment in between, and the Chilul Shabbos only came about through a new shkoge. He forgot that Ktsira was also. So Memele, so he should be Chayiv. So there are two shkoges over here. Two shkoges are Machayiv, two Kobodes. That is Taisus Kasha and Rashi. The Masha is Ma'ira, that there is a difference between Rashi's case and the Taisvis case. The Masha says as follows. In the case of Rashi, we are speaking about a person who was completely educated. That means he knew there's an Isser of Shabbos. He knew there are Lametes Melochis that are also B'Shabbos. This he knew. There was one thing he didn't know. He didn't know when Shabbos was. And that's why he was Mechalo Shabbos Parshas Noach. That was the only thing he didn't know. But with the intelligence and the education he had, he knew everything. But this thing he didn't know. He didn't know that Shabbos Parshas Noach was Shabbos. Fine. In the middle of the week, he found out that Shabbos Parshas Noach was Shabbos. So now, in this time, this person has within him all the yediyas necessary to prevent him from being mechalo Shabbos again. He knows that there's such an inyan of Shabbos. He knows that melachas are usur in Shabbos. And he knows when the previous Shabbos was. So this person is, that the previous shkoge is batel and mevutel, because now he knows everything. So the new chilul Shabbos and parshas Lech Lecha, this is a new shkoge. This is not a continuation. This is not a hamshoche, because there was a yediyah bin tayim, and there was a zman when this person was enlightened. So memele, the chilul Shabbos and parshas Lech Lecha, you cannot say that's one helam echad. There was a yediyah bin tayim, and this yediyah was b'kach to prevent the new chilul Shabbos. Akocha, there was a new shkoge. But this person, the person in the case of Taisves, there was, when, the minute he found out that it was Shabbos, he forgot that Ktsir is also. So this person was always ignorant of that this Chilul Shabbos did. He was always ignorant that what he's doing is Chilul Shabbos. Before the ignorance was because he forgot that the day was Shabbos. Now the ignorance is that he forgot that Ktsir is also. Again, he has this problem. He can't be Taifas to Yediyas for Basachas. But I'll call upon him. So this person is in a massive of ignorance. It is not a Nush Gage. This is called Telemechot. Before he didn't know you're permitted to do it, and he still doesn't know you. Before he didn't know you're not permitted to do it, and he still doesn't know you're not permitted to do it. Because of a different cheshbon, before he forgot it, Shabbos, I didn't know that Ktsir is also. But Lemaise, this person is in a matzav of helemechot, in a matzav of ignorance. He never found out in between. So this is not considered a nushkoge. That's what the Mashal wants to say to Fa'emfarashi. Va'oi hikshariva. The begemore mafkine lo mikro. This lomdis, this is the loshana gemore. Yomim shebintayim havin yediya lechalik. Learn out. That the yomim shebintayim havin yediya lechalik. So the gevaldant is out from a posik. The ike de perish bekunteris. She efshel sheloi noidaloi. Now she tells us a svar in the posik. That he found out, because of the yomim shebintayim, he found out that the previous when Shabbos was. So if that's a metzius, so fashteitzach it's a nushgoge. So why do you need a pasuk to tell me this? Bigmore mafkin elam mikra v'ike de perish bekuntere she'ev she'loi noida loi lama lonka. Why do you need a pasuk? So it's a nushgoge. It's a new shkoge, it's a mamela, he has to bring a new kolbun. Why did he repose it? That's kasha number two. Kasha number three. V'oid kosha l'ri, v'snan b'perik omru loy, on a rabbi kive, sha'alti yis rabbi elezer, ha'oise meloche is harbe b'shabose is harbe, me'ein meloche achas. Amolei chai bol kol achas, v'achas kal v'choy me mini. Period. There's a whole shayla what the shayla was. We come out b'seif shmait. So let's get down what the shayla was. Rav Chisda the Omar. Rav Chisda says that the shayla was shigigas Shabbos uzdain meloches hu de boi minei. Mamish, the case of our Mishnah. Rabbi Kiva asked the shayla. He knew that meloches are asa. But he did not know that these days are Shabbos. Iyomim shebintayim have yediyah lechalik oiloi. The yomim shebintayim, does that give it a din yediyah lechalik? And therefore on each Shabbos will bring a separate kolbun. Or no, the yomim shebintayim is not a yediyah lechalik. So bekitza Rav Chisda learned pshat in the shail of Rav Akiva. The shaila was that a person did not know that Shabbos Parshas Noyach was Shabbos. He did not know that Shabbos Parshas Lech Lecho was Shabbos. And therefore he did melachis on both the Shabbosay. And the shaila was, is the yomim shebintayim have a yediyah lechalik? Or is not a yediyah lechalik? So it was poshit from Nida. The Gemara says, "Nide ma yomim shebentayim ike." What is the yomim shebentayim ike? Umishani shebo oleho. A person was boil a nide. V'tavlo, she tabled herself. V'roaso, and then she became again a nide. V'chazer abole. It was also yomim bentayim. So memele. So the Gemara learns out as follows. Just like by Nida, when there was Yomim Bintayim, Yechayif Al Kol Bia Ubiye. So the same thing over here is Yomim Bintayim, Yechayif Al Kol Shabbos V'Shabbos. That is the Sugya Sagmot. So without understanding the oimit kavanas ha-gemore, the Taisa says, let's go for it, the vahosam. What does the gemore call yomim bintayim by nide? Not that days passed. No, that tovlo. That's called yomim bintayim. And then yochayiv, al kol biyobiyah. Aber vahosam, afilo ichero kama shonim v'loi tovlo. What will be if she did not toivel herself? Choshiv akel helamecho. Elok shetovlo yimei hefer shebintayim. Afal pi de lo yoda, kimi she yoda domi. Ochi nami gabi shabbos, afal pi shelo yishoma, yimei hefer shebintayim. Afal pi shelo yishoma, yimei hefer shebintayim, avi yediye lechalik gzeres akosafi, shetei shmire lechol shabbos. So Taisvis asks as follows. Taisvis asks, let's understand the case by Nida. Rashi seems to say that in a period of days, a person gets intelligent. Time educates. So during the week, he'll zichah find out, and therefore, the new chilul Shabbos is a new shkogia, because he became educated already. Now, if there is such a guarantee that one gets educated through the passage of time, so let's understand Nida. The Gemara says, Nida one will bring a separate korban, if Tovlo. If not Tovlo, they won't bring a second korban. So if the passage of time is the criteria, so forget, why do you need Tovlo? Loi Tovlo. That a time passed. So maybe he'll find out in between that she was a nida. And later, so the second be'ile is a nushkoge. The Gemara doesn't say that. The Gemara says that the tvila, if there was a tvila bintayim, so me'mele, then, so that is called now, it is called a nushkoge. It is a nushkoge. So you see that the gather of Yomim Bintayim does not make that he becomes aware of the matzev, and therefore that makes it a nushkoge. Because over there, but how does he become more aware if it was tavlo or loy tavlo? So Zetmendoch, that the gather of Yomim Bintayim is a gzeiras hakos. Yomim Bintayim makes it a new Aveda. That means since in between there was a Yimei Achol, so the Shabbos that comes later, this is a new Aveda. This is a new Aveda then. Before he was unaware that Shabbos Pashas Noyach is Shabbos. Then there came Yimei Achol. So now this is a new Shabbos. So Memele, so now he's unaware that this is Shabbos. The Emerson, there was no Yediyah whatsoever. He's the same ignorant that it was before. But it's a Gzeiras HaKosev. The Gzeiras HaKosev is, not this, the Lashna Gemara is mashma like that. Yomim Shebetayim Havi Yediyah L'chalik. That means it has a Din Yediyah L'chalik. Not that he was aware, that he became more enlightened in these Yomim Bintayim. But Yomim Bintayim is a halacha ki'ilu yoda, and it's considered a new shkoge. It's a new shkoge because it's considered a new matzah. In between there was a yom achil, so this is now a new Shabbos. In between she was toil, so this is a new nidah. So memele, that is the sibe amechayevis. And Rashba says, Afili never knew that it was tavlo. He wasn't aware about the whole thing. He was out of town. Aba al koponim, Yomim Shebintayim is a din that makes that the new Issa, this is not a Hamshacha, because that Hamshacha before, she became Torah in between. So this is called, that's why it's called a new Shgoge, because it's a new Matzah, which was non-existent before. So Memela, that's why you bring a new code. Now Taisis, at the end of Taisis, Taisis wants to cheshbin with the Lashna Gemara, with Tuman the Yomrim, but I think it's not kedai for us to get involved in the last Nekudah. But that is the Machloikis, Taisis and Rashi. Now let us see weiter the Gemara. My time etone klal godel. Why is this called klal godel? Ilay me mishim de kaboy le misni oid klal acher tone klal godel. It's because later he says another klal. Therefore this one is called klal godel. The gabi shvi is nam mishim de kaboy le misni oid klal acher tone klal godel. O gabi meisel. The ktoni oid klal acher, v'loi toni klal godol. Let us see Rashi. Oid klal acher, lekamon bepirkin. But Rashi explains what the Gemara meant. V'loi kolal boi, elo beiz dvorim. Our Mishneh speaks about klolim, it's koilo, three inyonim. So this is called klal godol. This is koilu many inyonim. And then there's another klal, which is not koilu so many inyonim. Vigabi shviyis nami, by shviyis also, we'll see in Taisvis, the second klal is not koilu as much as the first klal. So therefore the first one is called klal godol, and this is called oit klal. It's another klal. But the kash is by shviyis. By Maisa, one is not more than the other. Over Gabi Maisa, one is more than the other. V'loitoni klal godol. If godol is that the first klal is kailo more nyonim than the second, so it should have said klal godol by Maisa. Now we'll see in Taisvis what it says exactly by Shviyis and what it says by Maisa. Gabi shviyis ochit nam b'shviyis, klal godol omu, kol shu machal odom. If it is machal odom, u machal behema, or it is machal behema, u miminat soivim, or it is a dai, which is, it's a, ve'enoi miskayim b'oret. And it will not remain, it will not exist if you won't cut it off. Enoi miskayim b'oret. Perish shekor l'chay. If you leave it on the trees, it gets rotten. Chayis won't have what to eat from. So these things that fall into this category, they have a few halachas. Yesh loy shviyas, there's kedusha shviyas, uladomach shviyas, if you exchange it, so the money that is exchanged also has kedusha shviyas. Yesh loy bia, the mitzvahs bia, uladomach bia. That's one klal. That's klal god. V'oid klal acher amru, diktoni, and this she'ena is a girsa of the Marsha. Let's not get into complications. The Maram is not geirus to she'ena. So let's go further. Diktoni kol shehu machal. The Seisa Rosh is also not geirus she'ena. Diktoni kol shehu machal odom. The same thing. Umachal beheime. And whatever it said before, umiskayim boret. This is miskayim boret. That's only difference. Yesh loy shviyiz. Uladom of shviyiz. The ain loyal adam of bia. Now, the cases which we are speaking about are the same like before. Machal adam, machal behema, minatzovim. And before was the case that ain the miskayim. Here's a case miskayim. Fine. So the cases one. There are four cases in the first Mishnah. There are four cases in the second Mishnah. Why is the first Mishnah called Godel and the second Mishnah is not Godel? This is the same Mishnah. Why is this called Klal Godel and this called Klal Godel? So, Kolchoch, the Godel has to be in the Halachis, in the Chumris. The first case is more Chumris than the second case. The first case is a Din Biyo, and the second case is no Din Biyo. The Yesh Loi Biyo, the Ach Loi, Ein Loi Biyo. So, Mamela, that is Pshat, that means in the Halachis, which the first klal speaks about, these halachas are more than the second. Because here it has four halachas, four chumras, and here it only has two chumras. So that's why it says godel by shviyis. V'ava gav diktoni hosam b'boba achite klal godel omri b'shviyis v'loiktoni basrei klal acher. Even the Ktoni Klal Kotten Kameshach Lemisli Basrei Klal Godel. The Gemara said you just say a Klal Godel if afterwards the next Klal is not a Klal Godel. But since this is after a Klal Kotten, so you can say Nochamal a Klal Godel. For Hagabi Meisel Diktoni, so the Gemara says if Godel is used when the one afterwards is less than this, Gabi Meisel Diktoni Oit Klal Acher Omru, and there it doesn't say Klal Godel. Taima. So Taisa says, Shlomo Yeshane Berishin Klal Godel, Kiven Da'enai Godel Min Hasheni, B'tzorich Iyum. Now, looking at this Taisa with not knowing what it says in the Mishnah, we don't know exactly to appreciate what Taisa's Kash is. And is there a Teretz on Taisa's Kash? The Mishnah Maisra says as follows, Klal Omru B'maisra, Kol Shehu Oichel, Venishma v'gidule min ha'oretz chayiv b'maisres. So the halacha over there is one halacha. There are three tanoim. Oichel, venishma v'gidule min ha'oretz chayiv b'maisres. Then in the sefer it says, v'oichla lacher amru, kol shetchilosai oichel v'seifai oichel. That means that Chilosei Eichel, as soon as it starts coming out of the ground, it's edible. And you'll keep it there very long, so it gets bigger and it's right edible. Af al fi she'shamrei lo hoisiv Eichel is chayiv kotten v'godel. That means even though the shteger is that you don't pluck it right away, and you wait till it grows, but if you pluck it right away, you also chayiv kotten v'godel. This is also a klalach, if it's Chilosei Eichel, v'seifei Eichel. So, here it also says one halacha. The first case was, kol shehu oichel v'nishma v'gidul minot chayiv b'maisre. And here it says, it's also chayiv b'maisre, bein shu kotten, bein shu godel. So Taisvis asks, lama yeshana berishin klal godel, kivin eine godel min hasheni, b'tzorchim. So Taisvis learned that the godel has to be in the halachas, just like we mentioned before. That before, like our Mishnah is halachas, the three halachas, this is two halachas, or one halacha, the next klal. And by there was also, this is Kedusha Shviyas and Diyah, and this only has Kedusha Shviyas, so this is more halachas. Here, there are the same halachas, so Taisus blives by a Tzorchim. The Taisus Harosh says, that's also called Godel, since it's Koilul Gimel Dvorim, here it says Vitnoyim. Oichel v'nishma v'gedulim min oret, and there it's kailu dover echod, chilosa yeichel v'seifa oichel. So that the Taisarosha, this is also called godel. That's it, for emphasis, Taisar's kashas. So Taisar's also says, al pi darkei. Al koponim, the Gemara said, if the criteria is, if there's a ribui halachis, or a ribui protim in the first klal, you have to say godel, so that should apply by Maisar also. Amar Rav Yosef Bar Rav. No, it's a different criteria when you say Godel, when you don't say Godel. Shabbos Ushviyis, the Isbu Ovis V'Toldeis, Tone Godel. Maise, the Lesbu Ovis V'Toldeis, Leitoni Klal Godel. So, first of all, how do you say Pshat in the Mishnah? How do Ovis V'Toldeis come in all of a sudden? So the Chodesh Avim just says the Ivre, that Pshat the Mishnah is as follows. A klal was said, Bidovol Shohu Godel. We're speaking about big inyonim. What is considered big inyonim? Something that has obvious in Toldos. Not the klal is Godel. The first Pshat of the Gemara was, this is a klal Godel, it's Kailo many halachis. Now the Gemara fell off of that. So klal Bidovol Shohu Godel. I want to tell you a klal by a halacha that's a big halacha. Now what is considered big, what is considered small? Something that has ovais and toldos, that's big. Something that doesn't have toldos, that's called, this klal is said by something that is not big. So Shabbos and Shviyas have ovais and toldos. Maisa does not have ovais and toldos. So now we know why it says godel by Shabbos and Shviyas and not by Maisa. Let us see Rashi. Is bei Ovais arboim chosarachas, shehutzruchu lemishkin, The Islamitas Malachis were necessary in the Binyan HaMishkan. V'teldis Hadoim Eslachalachet. Havetildis today. The Pulis, which are similar to the others, as the Tildis. Ovis Tishviyis, Zriye, Ktsire, Zmire, Betsire, Dechsiva. These are the Malachis which the Torah specifies. Tildai Shara, Voidai Shebisod of Ekelm. Kedemrine Bemoyet Kotten Beperikame. So this says Ovis and Tildis. This is a double Godel. Maisa does not have Ovis and Tildis. Zoktais. This be obvious with Tildes. Bafilo le rove da oma be moyet kotten gabi shviyis obvious osa rachmone Tildes loy osa rachmone. Rove says this, the Teire never asked the Tildes by shviyis. So Taisi says, mi komoke mi da rabone mi ye is be obvious with Tildes. That's right. Rove says, mi na Teire there's no such thing as Tildes. But la haloche there are Tildes. Mi da rabone there's any still Tildes. So you can call it Godel because of the Messias. There are Tildes there. Masha'enkein by Maisa, there's no Tildes. Vim Taima, by Maisa, ikinami obeis v'Tildes. If you're telling me that something that the Rabbonon added also falls into the category of Tildes, so Taisa says, by Maisa, there's also obeis v'Tildes. The Midera'isa, Dogen v'Sirish v'Yitzo, only these three minimachaya by Maisa. Midera'bonon, Kolmili, Maisa Rilon, Maisa Yerek, it's only me the Rabbon. So you also have Ovis v'Tildes. Yishloima d'loi shayach lahaskir Ovis v'Tildes b'mili d'les bei Yisrael Malachis. The Ritas Lashna Taisus would seem to say that the whole musig of Ovis v'Tildes is only by Yisrael Malachim. So me'mele by Shabbos this Ovis Malachis which are also on this Tildes. By Shviyas is also obvious malachas which are also to do in Shviyas and this Tildes. These Peiris are also, Tira Shviyitza, Dogen Tira Shviyitza, Midarabonon, that's not in malachas, it's in the Chafetzim which are also. By Chafetzim we don't say obvious for Tildes, only by malachas. The Rajbe, the Marsha, the Maram Eska Kashe, that is not true. Ovis Nezikin, the Arba Ovis Nezikin Asher Vabeh Vamava Vaheve, Bobikama also starts with Ovis and Tildes. They're not speaking about Melochis. The Rashba asks Akasha on Taisus, and he doesn't understand Taisus. Rashba took Taisus literally, that Taisus is telling us that the whole, it's a Loishaich Lahazkir, Ovis with Tildes, the mili the last by Yisrael Malachis. Only by Malachis passed the busig of Oveis v'Tildes. And so the Rashi says it's not true. There's Oveis Atume, there's Abba Oveis Nezikin. So instead of saying the Terutzim, let's go further. The Rashi but Giblib Metakashi. Vim Taima, so Taisvis es weiter. Ubechlal acher the Shabbos or Shviyas listening nami klal godel my high time. Now, if the criteria of godel is because we're speaking about dvorim gedolim, so the second klal you're also speaking about dvorim gedolim. So say weiter godel. The first pshat we were learning this is godel than that klal. This mentions more protim, more halachis, but now we're saying it's a klal. Bidavar shehu godel. So the second klal is also speaking bidavar shehu godel. Vishloim ed loy tzarech lemisli da klal godel kamekoi. I said I'm telling you a klal on the davar shehu godel. V'ochi kama oit klal godel acher amur. They said another klal on this davar godel. So it is not necessary to mention this a second time godel. Frag the Gemara. Ulebar kapore. Akapola learned in the Baraisa the Tony Klal Godel Bemaisa. He learned Godel Bemaisa also. My Ovis or my Tildes Ike. So what are the Ovis and the Tildes over there? If you're telling me that together of Godel is only said where there's Ovis and Tildes, by Maisa there's no Ovis and Tildes. Tell a lav hainu time. גודל אינשוי של שבס יויסה משל שביעס. דילו שבס איסה בין בתולוש בין במחובר, דילו שביעס בתולוש לסה במחובר איסה. גודל אינשוי של שביעס יויסה מן המייסה, דילו שביעס איסה בין במחל אודם בין במחל בהימה, דילו מייסה במחל אודם איסה במחל בהימה לסה. לבר כפורה דתוני כלל גודל במייסר, גודל אינשי של מייסר יסה משל פייה, אילו מייסר איסה בתיינה וירק, ואילו פייה לסה בתיינה וירק. מולד הסירש. יא. אלו לב, לבר כפורה דתוני בתספת דידי במייסר, מי אובס, אתה רוצה, tell me that אובס, that it's totally in אובס until this, so why did he stick in Godel by Maisa? Elo lav hainatayim. Lav hainatayim ishabavis v'tildes. That's not the reason you say Godel. Elo dovo shenema boi klal. Va'oinshoi Godel. This dovo shenema boi klal. Va'oinshoi Godel midover acher shenema boi klal. Toni bei klal Godel. That means it says klal by Shabbos. It says klal by Shviyas. So the Tan is telling us that the klal that says by Shabbos is greater than the klal that says by Shviyas. Ein Shai Godel is koilu more nyonim than the klal that says by Shviyas. In that way. Shabbos isa le isa di day bein bedovo shahoye tolosh mi boid yoy. This chilul Shabbos and something that was tolosh before Shabbos. Gegein toichem belosh. Bein bedovo shemechuber mishekidish yoy. And something that was a mechuber in Shabbos, there's also an Issa Shabbos. So it's Issa, the Issurei Melochis in Shabbos are koilu Dvorim HaMechuborim and Dvorim HaTlushim. Dvorim HaMechuborim in Shabbos and Dvorim HaTlushim in Koidim Shabbos. Ve'ilu Shviyas, the Issa, the Kedusha Shviyas, Medovo Shoyim Mechubor Mishakidu Shviyas Issa. Kedusha Shviyas only applies to the Peiris, which were Mechuber, when it became Shviyas. Aval Bedovo Shayotolosh Lofnei Shviyas Lesser. The Gemara asks, what's the Godel from Shviyas? So this is Godel, then Maisa. That means, by here it says Klal, and by Maisa it says Klal, but this is Godel, it's Koilu, Mo Macholim. Shviyas Nami Yisa B'machol Behem, D'chsiv Avlehem Techol Lachaya. Meisel lesser be Meichel beim, dem der Reise dogen wird ihres für Yitzhak sie. Der Rabbon hat ich im Peire, sei ilum be Yerik, dem Meichel od, ob ich dich tani kol shu oich, ob Meichel beim, there's no din of Meisel. The Gemara says, according to Baal Kapore, that he said, God will by Meisel also, so the klal of Meisel is Godel than the klal of Peire. Why? Because the klal of Maisa is betaine v'yerek midarabonon. The klal of peye does not apply by yerek, by betaine v'yerek. Afilo midarabon. That is how Rashi learns pshat in the Gemara. Let us see Tosfos. Godel einshei shel Shabbos mishel Shviyas. Leperish hakunteris, the meforish betolush, shenitlash koidem Shabbos, וקוידם שביעס, מש משרצה לפורש שביעס במחובר איסה, היינו במחובר ערב שביעס וניטלה בשביעס, ומיירי באיסה פרש שביעס לאכילה. Now, Rashi made, it's a very interesting kugel. It is very difficult to compare apples to pears, because the two inyonim, Rashi compared melochis to איסה אכילה. That means the melachas of Shabbos apply by all inyonim, by mechuber, by tolush. The iser achilas peiros shviyas only applies by peiros which are mechuber in shviyas. So we are comparing the iser melacha of Shabbos to the iser achila of peiros shviyas. The kosher l'ri, the l'peirushoi. So if you can make such a comparison. So let us say, lehavle lemeima ela godol onshoi shel Shabbos ushviyis, mishel maisa. Let us say the godol is going, both are godol mi maisa. There is no b'machol b'heima. Why do you have to go with mechuber and tolish and Shabbos is bigger than Shviyas and Shviyas is bigger than Maisa? Let's go. These both of them are bigger than Maisa. Because Melechah Shabbos applies b'machol b'heima. Kedusha Shviyas applies b'machol b'heima. And Maisa does not apply b'machol b'heima. Mashenki b'maisa. Lom loy lomeyme klal godl onshesh Shabbos mishol Shviyas. Say, it's the you have three things that says godel, and these two are bigger than the third. Elo nira l'rid the b'midi da'achil and le'shaychel and yeshabes le'shaychel meima godel. You can't compare Shabbos to Shviyas, that Shabbos is greater than Shviyas, if you're talking about two different inyonim. Here you're talking about meloche, and there you're talking about achilas peiris. Loy mi Shviyas v'loy mi maisa. So therefore, that's the teretz to the kasha. Taisa said, let us say that Shabbos is godel mi maisa, because Shabbos is noig by maisa behema. But Shabbos is noig by machol behema, and maisa is not noig by machol behema. You can't compare Shabbos to maisa, because this is talking about melochis, and this is talking about midi d'achila. Hello, nirali, the midi d'achila is shaykhla in your Shabbos. Loi shaykhla mehema, godel Shabbos, loi mi shviyas, loi mi maisa, of achilas peir shviyas, and achilas maisa. Lochi loy koma godel Shabbos shviyas mi maisa. Ala koma godel Shabbos mi shviyas. We're speaking about melecha Shabbos mi melecha shviyas. What? The isa melecha is isnu bein betolosh bein mechuba. The isa melecha of Shabbos is bein betolosh bein mechuba. Vila isa melecha is the shviyas. The isa melecha of shviyas. Not the isa peiris, achilas peiris. The isa melecha the shviyas mi mechuba isa betolosh lesa. So memela in godel shviyas mi maisa. That's in the achila. That the peiris shviyas are koilo more than peiris maisa. Okay, mashma be Yerushalmi diktoni shah Shabbos chola ala koil ushviyile chola ela ala voida soretz bulvat. So you see, we are not speaking about the achilas of peiris, we are speaking about meloche. So we are comparing meleches Shabbos to meleches shviyas, we're comparing peiris shviyas to peiris maisa.